Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code, a.k.a. right now, the Ron and Imaj happy hour. What's up, Ron? How are you doing?
What's good with ya? All is well on this side.
I'm good. I'm laying around. Just laying around. Laying
around. I ain't mad at you.
Man, listen. Your day start at 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning, and people expect you to be bright-eyed, bushy-tailed all day long. You get my ass.
I ain't mad. Listen, man, sometimes you got to put that face on, and sometimes that face got to go in the closet, and you got to let the ugly you come out.
Yeah. The ugly you. Not the ugly you. And I try not to be ugly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I only want to be ugly because, you know, ugly is a different thing.
Different.
It's a different thing. So I try not to be ugly. But, yeah, it's just me and you tonight, though. And we're only here for an hour. It's just a happy hour type thing. So we can check in, talk some shit, and then pop out. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
We're doing today.
So, yeah, we drink. I don't know how much drinking we're going to do because, you know, I got to drink, but I can't drink it because I'm outside my 12 hours. So, well, I'm inside my 12 hours. So, but I'm going to drink this Sprite.
I know that Sprite you're drinking. I'm about to find me a damn charger.
I know. Listen, I had to put my phone on the charger, too. We drink. We cuss. That nigga smokes. I just mind my business. And that's what we are. We just here. We just here today. Tonight, I know you probably was like, when I said something about that versus, you said, let me go watch it, because she asked me if I watched it. Nigga, when you saw it said 4 hours and 32 minutes, what did you say to yourself?
como se dice, fast forward.
Nigga. But you probably fast forward into part of one of the best songs, so Ray J in the Casamigos.
So I heard, so that's what made me even start watching it. I saw little clips of him. But yeah, I did fast forward through most of the preliminaries and went straight to the main event. Yes, that I did do. But I did see some of the fuckery. I did see some of that bullshit.
Yeah, it was a hot mess. So I'm going to be honest. I fell asleep on it last night because it took them niggas too long to get there. Too long. I fell asleep. So when I had a chance today, I sat down and I watched the Mario and Omarion part of it. First, I would like to say that Mario is my petty spirit animal. That nigga's petty. He called Omarion a little dancing nigga like 3 or 4 times. He brought out this fake B2K and said, he sent you and invite your people, I invited your people. He's just too much. But
that
I will
was
say.
Funny when he had the fake B2K.
I was like, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. And then when they got a close up, because I was thinking, really, he brought him out. Then they got close up on him. I said, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He didn't hire somebody to come and do this. He didn't do it. I'm not doing it with him. And then early on, that's what solidified it for me. Early on, I was like, that doggone Mario. He from Baltimore. He don't know no better. And so, let's start at the beginning.
The beginning.
Let's start at the beginning. Where they brought out Sammy and Pusha T against Ray J and Bobby Valentino. What y'all not going to do is play Bobby Valentino like Bobby ain't had no hits.
Listen, he might have had a hit or two, but all right, we already know about the, you know what I'm saying, salacious, you know what I'm saying, news about who he likes to have relations with. So you would think that you would be trying to put your best foot forward. The nigga looks sloppy. Son, you got to dress better than that, young man. Young man, you got to look better.
You talking about like that?
I'm talking about Bobby Valentino.
Well, you know, he had on something, and then he took it off.
Why did he do that? I didn't see him have anything else. I see that was me fast-forwarding. I just seen him with the shit off, and I'm like, yo, son, you're looking terrible.
He had on a rose, like he looked like a flower pot, but it was better than what you saw. He had on like this. I'm stupid. But he had on a flower pot, and it was a jacket. We had a bunch of flowers and shit on it. His shoes matched the jacket, so he was looking okay. But I guess he got hot in that shit. And he took that shit off.
Gotcha. So that was the underneath clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. But he had a couple of songs, but he just seen, how can I say this? He said this talking about Luther Curl, it just ain't curl. I'm saying he just ain't do it. Just ain't do it for me. I don't know what it was. It was the fag boy stuff, the fat boy stuff, the not really on cue boy stuff. You know what I mean? Like he was a little off everywhere.
Who you talking about, Bobby?
That's just me. Yeah.
You talking about Bobby?
Well, yes.
Listen, you know, Bobby ain't never been skinny. You know, okay. Bobby Valentino, he ain't never really been skinny. But you need that. Listen, that CD Bobby V, that used to hit. They didn't tell me it did. I don't care what you say about life. That shit used to hit. Slow down. I just want to get to know you. But don't turn around. Listen. I want to know. Oh, sorry. Your name. Listen. I can't tell you. I was sounding better than what they was last night. And I got a cold. Come on, you kidding?
Your man, Sammy.
Hey, that nigga just as petty too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That nigga just as petty as that goddamn Mario. I mean, Mario is a little bit more petty, but that dog on Sammy said, told Ray J, I can sing your song better than you can.
He got to say that because he don't got no songs past the age of 13.
Okay, so he did have a song. They came out, wait a minute, he was in his older age because he had the beard. He had the beard okay. In the video. But ain't nobody know that shit but me and two other people.
He's still good.
And the only reason why
no people knew and no people went to high school with you.
No. Them two other people knew because I shared it with them on their Facebook post. And they were like, what sound Sammy got? How you got this song? They were like, how did you know? Because I listened to the music, and that's the only reason why. That's the only reason why I knew. I'm sorry. I was the only one who probably knew it, too. But... Because like a year or so ago, he was in the news but the world was talking about him because of how he was getting snuff ran or whatever. But, but Sammy, you still doing songs from Harbaugh, when Lil G got killed.
And then didn't the nigga rap Bow Wow's part or some shit like that?
Tuned out at that point. I may have. I don't remember that.
Oh.
I may have.
That shit right there confused me. I didn't get that. Get that at all. Not at all. Didn't get that at all.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, y'all picked Sammy? That's who y'all pulled up out y'all's ass? Is Sammy? Then he talked and kept saying, who been rocking with me since 1999? Sir. I was graduating high school. Sir, that was 20. How many? 25, 26 something years ago? Sir, you don't shut up. Anybody? Sir. Sir, you in your 30s now, sir. No. Who remember this from 2006, sir? I don't remember yesterday. Because now the people you're talking to, they in their 30s, their memories is going bad because all the weed they probably done smoke, all the liquor they done drink, and college was a blur. Sir, we don't know what you're talking about. You playing, I like the way you look at me. Sir, you were 10 when you did that song. The hell?
So you got to remember, by the time Sammy came out, I was grown. Or at least I thought I was. And I wasn't trying to listen to no little children. So his whole career is basically out of my spotlight.
It's out of your range because I was right there at the, I was right there at 20. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't, if it came on the radio, I heard it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because of that. But it wasn't like I was going out and I was like, ooh, I got to have a Sammy album. First of all, that's pedophilia close to it. He I'm 20, he 13. No.
You stupid.
I'm 20 at this point. 20 is I'm sorry. Maybe that was the wrong word. But that was, I'm not looking at the little boy.
That's how you felt, though.
That's how you felt. Because like, look, like, now, as you think about it, as these people are now into their late 20s, early 30s, you're like, oh, you're within a range, but you're still younger than me. You know? Uh-oh. No, we okay. We all right. We all right. Because I am no cougar and no bear cat.
So now.
No.
The star of the situation. Who was the star of the beginning?
Who was the star?
Yeah, the undercard.
You had Pleasure P. And Ray J left. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
When Ray J hit that one wish note.
Oh, my God.
I wished he hadn't. And I wished he shut the hell up.
I wish he.
I had two wishes, Ray J. Shut up and get out of the goddamn place.
And I'm sure his son had the same wishes.
How you gonna put that on that baby? How? You gonna put that?
So as far as ignorance, I think Ray J was the star as far as ignorance because he was throwing shots too. He was throwing hella shots.
But they were throwing shots right back at him. They didn't have to do
anything. You ain't never lied.
While he was trying to sing a cappella, they was like, one wish. They was kidding me. They didn't have to do anything like that.
But, so Ray J was the star as far as entertainment. But as far as music, I think Pleasure P got the best songs out of all of them.
You think so? Well, you know what? He might have some songs because he was in that. He was old enough. Mm-hmm. I want to say Pleasure P was in that age range with Pretty Ricky. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's what I'm saying. He got that and then he wrote some songs. And...
Yeah. He, you know, Boyfriend Number Two always going to be my favorite song. I don't care how nobody tries to split it up. Boyfriend Number Two. It's always going to be my... What? Boyfriend Number Two. Because the first one, he don't really... Man, I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
Yes, you should be. But yeah, so then, we move past this, and Brandy and her fucking big-ass hat.
Did you see what she posted today?
No, I did not.
Oh my God. Let me go find it right mofo now.
So I'm going to jump off a bridge and say she posted, her post said something to the effect of, my brother is the best this is. He is the king of R&B. No.
What that mutation I see out? It's like it wasn't that. It definitely was not that. Let's see.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It says, since we're deleting comments, this is on her brother's post, okay? Since we are deleting comments, I will comment again. Bro, Pops told me that you didn't drink none of the tea I made for you. He also told me that you were talking all day when I specifically told you no talking and only drink water and the special tea I made for you at 4 in the freaking morning. Caught. If I had one wish, you would listen to your big sister sometimes, and especially for verses. But I'm hot as hell. Lord have mercy. Shaking my head. When I get off vocal rest, we're going to have a serious conversation, and I'm going to screenshot this comment in case you try to delete it again. I will post it again. Laugh out loud.
I'm done.
Instead of drinking the tea, I told you to drink, you was on the stage drinking Casamigos.
She kept it gangsta. I fucks with Brandy on a whole different level now.
You thought she was going to be like, oh, my brother, he sounds so good. Oh, that's my brother.
Because that's what she was doing on the side in the time, in the moment. I'm looking on the side like, why are you dancing to this like he's doing the shit? Like, no. So I figured she was praying, now I'm holding my brother down. She was going to keep holding him down. I guess she got time to look at it. Okay. So now let's get on to this. You can't spell Omarion without Mario.
You can't.
It's impossible.
You can't. So where is the lie?
All I know is I heard a lot of motherfuckers talk about Omarion would mop this nigga. I don't think it worked like that. Don't think so, people.
Mm-mm.
Don't seem like that's what I witnessed when I watched it.
What did you witness? Because I'm going to tell you what I witnessed.
I witnessed synopsis. Omarion should have drunk some of that tea that Randy... that brandy I gave to Ray J. I also witnessed that Mario got better songs than people thought. And I also witnessed he definitely can sing better than people thought. And I also witnessed that what happens when a man is physically bigger than another man is his ego sometimes gets out of control. And I think that happened also. And he was like, this little man, I will mop this little. And maybe he's always felt that way because he's known him for some time. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's not a new thing. Maybe it's always been that energy. But I've seen that energy. You know what I'm saying? And it was a pretty lopsided victory, too. Like, he was mopping him. Maybe I need to watch it again and see different, but it looked like it was for, like, 13-7 type shit.
It's not 13-7. 13-7.
Something like that.
Yeah, I would say that Mario took it, hands down, from... definitely being the one who can hold the note. And not say, he sounded like he did what he was supposed to do, not drink, and he had and didn't talk to nobody. He was ready. And Mario had some dancing moves too. He bopped a little bit in there. But there was just some notes that Omarion, he didn't quite, how Lupus Curl didn't quite curl all the way. Some of his notes didn't wrap around all the way.
It just ain't.
So, Yeah, it just didn't. And that nigga tried to cover it up with dancing.
The nigga tried to cover it up with dancing and watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Nigga set us back 45,000 years. Yes, I said 45,000. Nigga, what you,
nigga,
first of all.
Fuck your fucking mama and daddy naming this nigga Orion for. First off. Orion and Omarion. The fuck is going on?
Dear Lord. I don't know. Why?
Omarion and Orion. That's number one. Most important shit is who told them that eating watermelon was practice for eating pussy? Who told them that?
Niggas who don't eat pussy cat. Because if you bite
who
me like you bit
that
watermelon, I'm going to kick you in the back of your motherfucking head. Kick you. In the back of your head, sir. Get up. No. And then Mario was like, I'm uncomfortable with watching two men eat watermelon like this. Mario said, I'm uncomfortable.
This nigga and his fucking pretty brother and they had pieces that they could hold in their hand, but yet be big enough to be seen in the back row. Like, what the fuck? Y'all are little men. Y'all not even big men. And y'all got that big-ass piece of wood. Y'all ain't got no hand, no wipes, no fucking no napkin. Like, what is going on, nigga? Nigga, y'all making
that shit didn't make no sense. It made no sense. Made no sense to nobody. It makes sense to you. It ain't make sense to me. It ain't make sense to nobody.
Not none. But and after I seen that, it was craziness.
It don't even. In the end, they couldn't even explain why they did. Like, they explain why, but it don't really make sense to nobody. It still don't make sense after you explain this. Like, it just, ugh. And then, but why watermelon? Why no other fruit? Again. This is like if a woman decides to go out there and she got a banana, right? So the thing about it, to make it seem like if that's what we're doing, you don't want to see no teeth marks in that banana, do you? You don't want us to bite it. If we're supposed to say that's signifying that's what that's doing, sir, I don't want to see you take a bite out of the watermelon. If you take a bite out of me, I'm going to kick you in the back of your head.
You stupid.
I'm going to lift my leg. I'm going to lift my leg up, and I'm going to kick you in the back of my head. You're going to get a piece of the back of my foot.
I'm not ready for you.
What? Whatever.
I'm not ready for you.
This is like if somebody's not giving you the what you like or something satisfying or that shit hurt. You ain't gonna hit them in the top of the head and say, bitch, stop.
Not going to abuse someone just because they don't know how to please me. Not gonna do that. Not gonna abuse someone and hurt them and assault them just because they don't know how to please me sexually. We're gonna have a conversation. And after you have this conversation, if it's not, you know what I'm saying, change, then I may choke. I'm saying that might happen at that point.
He may hit them in the back of the head. Well, maybe I'm just going straight to the balance. I'm going straight to the balance, hitting them in the back of the head. The fuck is this shit you get? You've been giving this to people for years. This is not what you do. This is not what you do. That's why I fear getting to know new people. Fear that shit. I don't want to at all. What the hell? Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not. Why I gotta teach a grown ass woman? Why I gotta teach a grown ass person how to do some shit? Wrong. A nigga, unless you're a virgin, which I'm not messing with nobody's virgin.
All right. All due respect. All due respect.
Oh, Lord.
People like different shit. I know some people who like a little bite. I know some people who like just a suck. I know some people who like to have it blown on. I know some people who like a lick. I know some people who like a wet lick, a slurp. You know what I'm saying? There's females who like different pleasure to their clitoris. Some of them like all of that. Some of them don't like certain things. Some of them don't like you to suck on it. Some of them don't like you to bite on it. Some of them don't, you know what I'm saying? So you have to learn your partner. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So there's going to be some teaching that's done. So it's, but to, at the same time, it's like, nigga, that is a watermelon. I don't see what the fuck.
The correlation between the two. I don't see the correlation between the watermelon and that. I just don't see it.
Apples and mango. I get a mango.
That's what somebody else said, or peach or something. You know what I'm saying? But a watermelon? Nigga, did you choose watermelon because it was after Juneteenth? And it's Juneteenth week? Did you? So why you chose the watermelon? Then if that was the case, you should have had a plate of fried chicken out there too, nigga, since we doing all this shit.
See, I was in the middle of sipping something, and you stupid for no reason. Just for no reason, you stupid.
Always gotta be stupid. You're not gonna call me stupid all the time. You know, and first of all, when we are having a conversation, you never know what's gonna come out of my mouth. So why are you drinking something?
Yo, the nigga said fried chicken. I'm like, because it's the Juneteenth. Yo, you stupid.
Like, come on now. This is Juneteenth week. We've been having a good week. You know, we celebrated Father's Day and Juneteenth. And, you know, matter of fact, I got some watermelon in here right now. Matter of fact, I'm eating a piece of watermelon. But I'm not going to eat it because Omarion and them was eating the watermelon. I'm going to eat watermelon because I like watermelon.
You so silly.
The hell? That nigga needed some chicken. I don't know. It just didn't make no sense.
None.
And see, I didn't do that shit till this morning. But like I said, I fell asleep on them.
And then,
because it took
them. So you got you and your brother doing suspect shit on stage. You brought out, I don't know what the fuck poor little Jeremiah was supposed to be doing. I don't know what the fuck poor little Jeremiah was supposed to be doing. And then Mario exposed the fact that you was about to sing with Tank. You guys were about to sing to each other? Tank came out and did his thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course he did, as he's supposed to. But I'm like, like you brought him out for him to sing back up on. Oh, like.
Tell me what. Mario said, I don't need nobody else but myself. Nigga, you need backup.
I mean, and I get it. Like, it's putting the show on. I get it. You know what I mean? But y'all was going to sing. Like, y'all was going to say, oh, back and forth to each other. Like two grown men. Like did he think about this? Like, did he think about that? Like, oh. Like, no, nigga. No. But, I don't know, maybe that's
Mario said, because you know he don't like being called Mario. Mario said, you niggas don't say, the back and forth to each other? Nigga, y'all don't see me each other? This is just been with that falsetto? And it was like, you think you did something. If you two gay niggas don't get out, just not going to stay singing each other.
Nigga, thank you, Mario. Tank ain't even like Tank is like he's in the gym, you can see. But little Omarion is so small that Tank looks like the fucking Hulk standing next to that nigga.
Exactly.
He like the fucking Hulk standing next to that little prepubescent little young man.
No stupid. And here you are calling me stupid. You stupid.
A big junior high school kid. You're like a big junior high schooler.
Sir, you are a sixth grader.
Are you smarter than a sixth grader?
Eighth
grade ass nigga.
Nigga, you ain't even hit high school.
Ain't even hit high school, nigga. You go. Old lunch ticket ass nigga.
Right. Come on now. And you thought you was doing something. Boy, you better get yourself out of here.
You understand me.
Listen, my titties weigh more than you. You don't get your ass out of here.
Listen, tite. Not even titties. Tite.
Just one. Way more than you.
Just one. At least three quarters of your body weight.
Listen, one wish, you get your ass off stage.
One wish, you go to the buffet.
Listen, if you don't get your ass to the Golden Corral,
get a fucking membership.
If Golden Corral had a membership, you need it.
Go get you a membership at the Golden Corral. All that motherfucking fondue and chocolate. Get that shit, nigga.
Listen, you better walk out of here with an ice cream cone.
You better walk out of here with 5 extra pounds in your stomach, nigga.
Listen, you need to be back up at that buffet at least 4 times, sir. 4.
You
and
fucking
I'm not talking
Orion.
About the salad.
Right. And don't go to the fucking watermelon part of the fucking buffet either, nigga. Stay away from the fucking fruit. The first time I told a motherfucker that in 20 years, stay away from the fruit. But you, nigga, you got enough fruit in you. You got enough fruit in you, little young man. You don't need no more fruit.
Nigga, you need some meat. You need
No. Trust me. He's had meat before. There's something in him that tells me he's had meat before.
It came from a tank. It came from a tank.
That nigga don't need no meat. That nigga don't need no fruit. That nigga needs some vegetables and some pucker. He needs some fish.
That nigga need to be at the bread right here. Standing at the car, all the carbs, the bread.
He needs oatmeal and fish.
Oh my God, I'm about to die.
This is what that nigga need to eat. Not no watermelon. He needs some fufu.
Boom, boom. They don't even serve that at the Golden Corral. Nigga, you need to go to the African.
They served that on the fucking Ivory Coast, not the Golden Corral.
And then he had the audacity to be like, I got international music. Why your music ain't international? And then he played that song, sir.
He said, well, your angle front, I think that might have been his first point. That might have been his first point. Because I didn't really know the song, but it was a vibe. It was a little vibe.
It was a vibe. I remember when it came out. It was like a year or so ago. But
right, I remember like, oh yeah, I think I remember seeing or hearing this once or twice or seeing the video for it or some dumb shit.
Yeah,
when he did that Maybach, he said they used to call me Maybach O.
Maybach O? Who? Who called you that? When you were on Rick Ross's label?
Nigga. All I know is that when he started saying that, he sounded like he broke his throat. We were singing in the air. I don't know why I can't hear.
That
nigga sounded terrible. That nigga was the worst.
Did you break your throat? I don't even want to know. I don't ever want to break my throat. And if I do break my throat, it better be for a good goddamn reason. You hear me? It better be because somebody's son decided to do some shit and I wasn't ready for it. But listen.
You have to get off my whole, yo, if you don't leave, yo, this nigga said somebody's son. Yo, when he said, I ain't never broke a, I said, well, I broke a rib. So, you know, a throat is, he needs to break in the rib.
Somebody's son. Now, Marion, was it somebody's son who broke your throat? Somebody's
yo.
Son?
But that young man, though, okay.
Watermelon was the turning point.
I see. I'm a jerk, and it's delivery shit. First of all, he had the wrong Timbs on. All right. Your Timbs gotta have the leather at the top, the brown leather at the top. His Timbs ain't had the leather at the top. He had the wrong Timbs on, though. You can afford the right Timbs, son. You got the wrong ones on. That's number one. Those LaWanda Page pants. We don't wear polyester in 2022.
Well, you know they twins. You know they twins, poly and ester.
Right. No, we don't do, and then if you don't give your uncle his biker vest back, we gonna fight, young man. So. That whole vibe that he had for the first half when he was taking loss after loss after loss, I was like, yeah, nigga, that's you. Then the nigga went and put a T-shirt and jeans on, and I was like, this nigga's going to the fucking Piggly Wigglies. Where the fuck is this nigga headed to now? This nigga just went to the other side. The nigga running to the Piggly Wigglies to go get some fucking Miracle Whip. Because he's like a Miracle Whip nigga. Nigga ain't even a fucking mayonnaise nigga. He's like a Miracle Whip
nigga. He's not even built for helmets.
Not even helmets. The nigga look like a fucking Miracle Whip nigga.
He probably got
told
it in
you
a
nigga
squeezable
got some
bottle. He probably put it in a squeezable bottle. He ain't even get the regular stuff.
So he got the
no, nigga, we were talking.
That nigga is a squeezable bottle. The fuck you talking about? His little ass.
He's got a swinger. He got his queen out the grocery store. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Squeezable bottle. You say this nigga is squeezable bottle.
Yo, you stupid.
What? I'm stupid. But you know what I'm telling you.
Nah, but the nigga just, I mean, yo, I don't. The way he chose his songs, the way he sung his songs, the way he looked when he sung his songs, the people he brought out when he sung his songs, the nigga brought out a fucking You Got Served fucking montage. What the fuck?
First you got to breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out.
That is cool.
Well, I said, y'all got to do.
You better break your back.
Look, Satan having looking like, nah, I know you didn't do this for me. You didn't do this for me.
Well, you better squeeze your bottle.
Squeeze in, squeeze out, squeeze in. I got tears rolling down my face because I'm goddamn
proud. You ain't the only one. But why the fuck this nigga had a clown on stage?
He was a referee.
Squeeze in, squeeze out.
You should see me dancing. I'm dancing. Squeeze in, squeeze out, squeeze in, squeeze out. Now drop.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh my God.
First of all, let me tell y'all this, y'all, so y'all know that I'm literally laying in the bed twerking. Because this shit is ridiculous. But if I get up out of this bed and I start twerking, listen.
Yo, that nigga boy. The girls dancers, the boys dancers. He bought this clown referee, and then he came out and did his little.
And then he did the breathe.
Oh my God!
I'm about to fall out the goddamn bed. Oh shit! Oh shoot! I'm done.
Yo, the young
oh,
man knew. He knew that he was playing himself because he has a few bangers. So when you have those bangers, what you want to do is you want to maximize those hits. So I would think you might want to sing the second verse of those songs, young man. This nigga had, I'm so cold. And it's gone. No, and it was gone. No second verse.
Wait,
nigga, you're not going to do a second verse?
You're not even going to, nigga, this is the one where you probably could have did the whole song and we wouldn't be like, okay,
thank
I
you.
Got this box where my heart used to be. I'm so cool.
So when you do your one of your bangers and then this nigga comes out and does one of his songs that we don't think is as good as your song, but since he did the whole song plus a motherfucking a bridge and a motherfucking, know what I'm saying, outro, this should be your
now. That's a damn. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sir, you lost. The point is no longer
yours.
Should
beat you. They got extra credit and all that shit. You just fucking did the bare minimum. You got 65.
Yeah.
That nigga. I don't know, but yeah, I was upset by your boy Omarion. I was pleased by your boy Mario. I was confused by the entire undercard. I was slightly shocked by D-Ray that he was, you know what I'm saying, able to, you know what I'm saying, pull it together. You know what I'm saying? That was interesting how they had him up there. And, yeah, that was yeah, yeah. That's what I would say about the whole situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with falling asleep on that shit. I'm okay with it.
You're stupid.
I mean,
yeah, when
I was
trying to look at it today, and it said 4 hours, and I said, well, it's only like, I don't have 4 hours in change. I don't have it. That.
I didn't have 4 hours either. And I was done at 10:30 this morning. Listen, I was done with work at 10:30 this morning. I didn't even have 4 hours to give them motherfuckers.
That was gonna happen.
No,
then it was some song. I was like, I don't know this song. I'm gonna fast forward past this. I'm just gonna.
I don't know this song.
And it's not even holding my attention that much. I'm gonna keep going.
And the song says like, this is a Brian Michael Cox song. Brian Michael Cox used to write some bangers. I don't know if he still writes now, but he has wrote some bangers for a lot of people. This is like when Neo used to write for people. Neo used to write some bangers. But I can't none of this shit.
Just okay.
But did you see the part where at least Bobby Valentino broke out Blackberry in my last?
No, I didn't see that.
See?
I didn't see Bobby Valentino.
They're like, don't nobody know that song? First of all, then you ain't no real Bobby Valentino fan then. If you don't know Blackberry Molasses.
You ain't no real nickel.
If you don't know Blackberry Molasses.
You heard me.
You didn't. Oh, you didn't hear that like
Molasses.
The Bobby Valentino Miracle Whip.
Man,
you know what I said?
Yeah, let me know what. No, I didn't. What you said?
I said, when somebody's like, they're like, oh, you the nigga who like to buy the squeezable miracle wheel. That's why you don't know that.
You
song.
Stupid. You. You know
Black
what?
That's it. You gotta keep
pushing
on me.
I tell you one thing. I tell you one thing. It wasn't entertaining versus, but it was not entertaining because necessarily of the talent. It was entertaining because of the fucking fuckery.
The jokes and the fuckery.
Yes, I would say that. That was it was a different vibe, but. It kind of worked. I just wish, you know what I'm saying, Ray J and Omarion and Jeremiah would have drunk the tea.
Drank it all day. Several cups.
And didn't
talk.
Don't talk.
You can have Casamigos when you get here. Don't drink Casamigos all day. Because Ray J.
No.
Did you see the video with that nigga all day?
No.
That nigga was so far off the Casamigos. Nigga, the next time I drink Casamigos, I'm trying to get to Ray J's level.
I'm done.
Listen,
Ray J Migo.
I've been doing good these 30 days because I've been, you know, doing my little 30-day challenge. I removed alcohol from my diet for these 30 days. And I've lost 8 pounds. But when I tell you, when I get ready to party on one of these days in July, I'm getting on the Casamigos like right. Period. I'm going to be dancing the One Wish like it's a fast song.
Stupid. If I have one wish, it would be on my bad.
Listen, that nigga was so offbeat.
That nigga was the worst. Not only was he the worst, but I'm going to go so far as to say I appreciate that post from Brandy because she let that nigga know. That is not a Norwood trait.
You better not call him Brandy's brother today. That's
You see how I did that shit, Monica? You see how I did, Monica? You better do them niggas like I did, Monica.
Listen. No, he ain't even pinched the bitch. Did you at least pinch the bitch? Like, he messy. He got his ass whooped like like old girl getting Players Club. Got your ass whooped.
or like fucking Dolph said, Debo after Craig. You got knocked the fuck out.
Knocked the fuck out in your own city, nigga. The fuck?
All I know is that that tea, you know what I'm saying? She said she told him to drink it, right?
Mm-hmm. Daddy told me you ain't do what I told you to do.
Jeremiah was with him, too. Jeremiah had to be with him.
He ain't drink the tea either.
Jeremiah had to. No. That nigga.
If she was up at 4 o'clock making this
that
shit,
nigga had to
she had enough for all that. T-U-V.
No, it was no T-U-V, just the Q-U-R-S, because they stopped at the T. They never had the T or anything past the T. They ain't had no T. They couldn't have no T. They ain't had
couldn't
T
have.
Since T been T-ing.
You ain't had no black tea, no red tea, no green tea, no white tea.
Nigga ain't had no green tea, no red tea. Nigga ain't had no capital T, no lowercase T. Nigga ain't had
no English tea.
Print, cursive.
English tea.
Nothing. No English
Earl Grey tea. That nigga had a UTI. Oh,
damn. Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. I might be dumb.
You got the UTI. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. All right. This has been an interesting happy hour with us today. We appreciate you. This is
that nigga got a UTTTI.
Girl, you know that. I'm so weak. Anyway, stop laughing. So I did get to go down to Dallas. I did visit with Shamor. We had a great time at the rodeo. We got to figure out how to get the wine down back together.
Oh, my God.
We got to figure it out.
The nigga had a UTI. I'm done. I'm not fucking with you anymore. No, you can't. Yo, if you don't get that fucking fat lady ready.
I'm ready.
Tell us what you gotta tell us about the fucking rodeo. And we get the fuck
we
out
had
of
a good time. It was fun. We had a good time. She was very hospitable. She took care of me the whole entire weekend I was there. I had an awesome time with them. They are hilarious. So, but anybody who is in the DC or Atlanta area, the Bill Pickett Rodeo is coming sometime this summer. I suggest you check it out. It's some black people
shit. Bill Clinton rodeo is coming to D.C.?
Yes. I will find out. So that way you can take Marley and your oldest and your family, the rest of your family, y'all can go and experience the black rodeo. It's coming. I will find out, and I will send you the information. But it was a good time. It's black folk being black folk, riding horses and chasing down bulls and calves and shit. And it was little people, like young people, not little people, young people riding horses too. Because I saw a four-year-old ride a big-ass horse. Like, and he did a barrel run. And then my favorite part was the barrel run because it's like they just so quick to go around the barrel. Like, how the horse know to go around the goddamn barrels? But anyway, it was a good time. So,
September
anybody.
24th.
Okay. Yep. It's coming to D.C.
Saturday, September 24th, 1:30 show and the 7:30 show. That might go work.
They typically have two shows when they go. So, yeah, we went to the 1:30. And then we went to, I saw a bull run. I got to see where Bonnie and Clyde, the hotel Bonnie and Clyde stayed in. We went to a real-life saloon. We was the only black folks in there. Yeah. And then they had me up all night playing fucking pool. Like, I ain't have to be nowhere. Like, I ain't have to be at the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That sound like fun. Y'all niggas sound like y'all had a good time.
We did have a good time. It was very, I had a good time. A nigga, Jameson and pineapple juice. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Jameson and pineapple juice.
Jamie and pina.
Mm-hmm. Sounds Spanish. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah. So, I had a good time. I appreciate her. I told her I loved her, and they really took care of a little old me. I ain't want for nothing the whole weekend.
I concur with the wind down sentiment. I'm glad you two ladies had a good time. I'm definitely looking at September 24th. I'm going to have to check that out. And in addition to that, you stupid. The nigga had a UTI. Yo, I'm not your widow white lady yet. Did you kill the fat lady?
Actually, I'm ready whenever you're ready. I gotta hit the button. I got it pulled up. Thank you. You just get to what you're getting ready to get to. And we will, let's see, next week. Hell, I don't even know where the hell I'm going to be at next week, but we'll figure it out. Because I started
right.
6 days.
I got to go.
Wednesday. All right. Holler. Be good. Everything's all right.